Homeward Bound, September 27. Appeal to Unsaved Family Members. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. In brackets, it says, part of a letter to Ellen White's twin sister, Elizabeth Bangs. Don't you believe on Jesus, Lizzie? Do you not believe He is your Savior? That He has evidenced His love for you in giving His own precious life that you might be saved? All that is required of you is to take Jesus as your own precious Savior. I pray most earnestly that the Lord Jesus shall reveal Himself to you and to Reuben, in brackets, Lizzie's husband. Your life in this world is not one of pleasure, but of pain. And if you will not doubt Jesus, but believe that He died to save you, if you will come to Him just as you are, and give yourself to Jesus, and grasp His promises by living faith, He will be to you all that you can desire. To everyone inquiring, what must I do to be saved? I answer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not doubt for a moment, but that He wants to save you just as you are. He says to the Jews, ye will not come unto me that ye might have life. Let not this be said of Reuben and you, and your helper in your household. Jesus wants to save you, to give you peace and rest and assurance while you live, and eternal life in His kingdom at last. No one will be compelled to be saved. The Lord Jesus forces the will of none. He says to all, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. The mind and heart given to Jesus Christ will find rest in His love. Then you, my dear sister, Reuben, and your attendant have reason to hope in His mercy and to believe on Jesus Christ that He can save you. Why? Because you are guiltless? No, because you are sinners. And Jesus says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. When the devil whispers to you, there is no hope, tell him you know there is. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What more could God do for you, more than He has done, to make you love Him? Lizzie, believe, simply believe that Jesus means just what He says. Take Him at His word and hang your helpless soul on Jesus Christ. The hands that were nailed to the cross for you are stretched out to save you. Will you give yourself in trusting faith to Jesus? I long to take you in my arms and lay you on the bosom of Jesus Christ. You must accept of Jesus. He longs to give you His peace and the light of His countenance. Lizzie, my heart longs to see you trusting in Jesus, for He can give you His grace to bear all your acute sufferings. He loves you. He wants to save you. Letter 61, 1891.